Podtacular, episode 210, Halo Waypoint, for the week of December 5th, 2009.
Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I am your host, G. Lewis.
I'm your host, Brent Gamer.
And I'm the guest host, Obsidian Chow.
Obsidian.
Welcome all to the greatest podcast of them all.
Yeah, that should have been out like 3 weeks ago, but
dude, we should totally do like a Night Before Christmas Podtacular version. Yeah. Obsidian, you're writing it, but no expletives.
Aw, you ruin all the fun.
Nope. I actually make it fun, see?
you make it more fun for Dusty.
That's what I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta remember, he's only 14.
Yeah.
You know Dusty's only 14?
Are you asking to be kicked off the podcast?
No. Who is the Skype manager? Oh, that would be Dusty.
That would be me. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Dusty's the king.
Well, I wouldn't say the king, but I am in charge.
You're not the best one. Long way.
He's the dictator. Just be honest. he is the Mussolini.
Benito Mussolini.
Butalini.
Are you trying to be Italian or something?
He's the Butalini, but he's going to boot you out of the Skypeis.
He's the fettuccine Alfredo.
With the little marinara.
Parmigiana.
I hate how they say that.
Oh, I'm hungry.
That is so weird. Like, I always thought it was Parmesan cheese. And every time I say it on TV, they
just go,
it's
Parmesan!
It's like, no, it's not, you stupid. Look, read the. There's no A at the end of this. Come on.
Okay, then, would it be wrong to walk into an Italian restaurant and go, It's-a-me!
Walk into like an Italian restaurant, they're like, would you like to try the fettuccine Alfredo? You better start speaking English, boy. This is America.
like that one time we called the Asian person on Game Talk, and we tried to talk to him. And,
Oh yeah!
Didn't know anything we said, but we said Mario and Nintendo, and they knew exactly what we were talking about.
Oh yeah, they're like, oh, Nintendo, yes.
Like I could just imagine somebody from Japan calling me and just speaking Japanese. I'll just hang up on them. No, these people would not hang up.
They're probably saying something hilarious, and they're like laughing at you on the other end.
Oh boy. Anyway, welcome to the show. This is what you guys are waiting for, I'm pretty sure.
For 3 whole weeks of torturing us.
Yes. Sorry we took us so long. We just got finals and work.
We're testing your dedication.
Right.
Oh yeah.
I was talking to my girlfriend about it, about like what's going on and why she thought we didn't record was because she thought Duststorm got a girlfriend. Is this true, Dusty? Is this true?
No, this is not true.
Oh damn it. I was getting excited.
Me too.
I was like, oh well, he's got something else to do. And he goes, well, maybe he got a girlfriend. I was like, oh, that'd be awesome. I didn't know that.
No.
Oh man,
that probably won't happen for a while.
No little Dusties running around yet.
No.
Hose before shows, man.
I would hope not.
Certainly hope not.
Amen to that, Brent. I'm just kidding.
Wait, they're little Dusties, where are they coming out of?
Don't ask that question.
I mean, wouldn't they be like little and then his girlfriend's name?
No.
Little Dusty? What?
Like if there's, like if Brent has kids, I mean, little Brenty, see? Same thing.
Yeah, little Brenties.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm betting $5 that Dusty's short anyway, so there's already a little Dusty.
No. Dusty is like the opposite of very short.
Just how tall is he?
Just take Shaq O'Neal, color him, take Mario Paint, Put it back in spray paint. Make it white.
I'm 14.
Put some funky shoes on him.
I'm not that tall.
You are. You could dunk it like Mike. You know you can.
No, Nick, I can't. I can touch the rim. That's about it.
I can imagine Dusty come out of the car into my house. He goes, "Can you dig it?"
Like, white men can't jump, but Dusty doesn't have to anyway.
So, that's the sequel, actually.
Yeah. Dusty replaces Woody Harrelson. It's going to be great.
Yeah, in my dreams.
He's going to go on Wheel of Fortune instead of Jeopardy.
Yeah, like Rosie Perez replaced by Greg.
I can't do a good Latin woman voice. That would be horrible. Hey, you,
I told you, Woody! We ran out of money!
We should get JVB on to do the voice.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just do the acting. JVB can be the voice.
I think that we should just do a voiceover, like have the original movie, and like whenever Rosie Perez talks, just replace it with JVB's voice. It'd be less annoying. It'd be great.
Yeah, it would be a better movie, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think JVB could say Quince, though. I don't know. I don't think he can say that word.
Quince.
What?
Well, he's on Twitter if you want to try to get him on Twitter.
Okay. It's going to be the No Air sequel. It's going to be White Man Can't Jump, because this you don't have to. It's a new name of... Anywho, back to Halo.
Back to the podcast, maybe.
Yeah, yes. The Halo thing that you talk about.
What is this Halo thing that you speak of?
Well, first off, I think we need to explain to our listeners why we haven't had a podcast in the past 3 weeks.
I think we just did, because you were too busy being on Wheel of Fortune and recording White Man Can't Jump 2. I think we just explained it to everybody.
Right.
Okay. That's
really?
All we need. Oh, I mean, we've been doing others. Do you want me to say what we've been doing?
I just wanted to clarify that both of us are college students, and G. Lewis is working as well, so...
You work too, don't you?
A little bit here and there.
Yeah, when the corner
is
open.
It's not required to work. I do go out and help the cops, but
he's got to make his quota. Did they have a quota?
Not for me.
I mean, like, do they have like speeding ticket quotas? Do they really? I always.
I've heard a cop tell me that they don't have quotas.
Oh, really?
Like, they literally told me, like, one of the myths is that we have quotas. We don't really have quotas. It might be different, though, like in different areas.
Yeah, probably states and
like
stuff.
Some areas just have, like, different quotas.
I work on commission. Deal with me here. You're a cop.
Dude, I want to be a meter maid and drive around in those little, like, carts and
that just
and
sounds
just piss
too...
people off. It sounds
that'd
great.
That'd be too funny if your official title was meter maid.
That's what I'd get on my my business card. Michael Brent Horsley, certified meter maid.
Okay.
Meter reader.
Meter reader, yeah.
In Walmart greeter, oh boy.
Anyway.
That'd be too funny.
So this week we're talking about Halo Waypoint.
We didn't introduce Obsidian to anybody. We didn't ask him the questions, whatever.
I know.
Obsidian,
we're getting about. There. Everybody knows.
We had to ask him, like, what's he a part of the community?
Well, if you want to, you can ask him. I was getting there, but if you feel so obliged, you can ask him the questions. I'll take that as a no. So what do you do on the forums, Obsidian, and how did you find out about Podtacular?
A friend of mine, I never knew what a podcast was, never even heard of them, but a
Fail.
Friend of mine found Podtacular on iTunes somehow.
Who? Whom?
Nobody you guys know, so... I don't even think he listens anymore. So.
What? Do I need to come to his house?
Julius is going to come beat him up.
No, Greg, you're so threatening.
I'm doing house calls now. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Don't you live in Tennessee, Obsidian Chow?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Crazy?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Tennessee. Definitely. No.
Wait. Yeah, if you want to think that, yeah, that's where I live. That's where
yeah.
I live. What about it?
I prefer the ice cold weather of Pennsylvania.
Oh, so you live near who lives up there? That's where Reap and Raven lives, I think. Anyway, you don't know him. He's an old member. He don't come around no more.
Yeah.
And anywho. So what kept you coming back? Who was it? Was it Fumo?
Greg, you're hilarious, and Dusty, I guess, does something.
You know? Oh, boy.
I'm something, yay. That makes me feel a whole lot better.
You're something, Dusty. That's better than nothing.
You're definitely on the show. No,
So what do you mean, Dusty? So what do you mean by you fail tests?
Brent.
What do you mean by that? Is that like a natural occurrence?
My algebra 2 grade is not the highest. Yeah, that's pretty much it. But
oh, really? Okay. It's not too bad. So you're a junior?
No, I'm a freshman.
A junior? What's a junior, Greg?
A junior, sorry.
A junior? That's sweet.
I think I took algebra 2 in my junior year, did I? I don't know. I think.
Wow, apparently that's smarter than you, Greg.
Maybe I took it. I don't remember. I took algebra 1, geometry, algebra 2, and then algebra 3, I think. What?
There's usually not an algebra 3.
It's called senior math, but whatever. It's algebra 3.
Probably pre-cal.
Yeah.
Remedial math.
I took cal 1, cal 3 in college.
Math 1101.
Yeah.
Return to Greg math.
Return to 2 plus 2 equals star.
Define star.
47. Anywho, so Obsidian, what else you do? You play hockey or something up there with the Penguins?
No, actually. I play my Xbox.
Oh, you do? Okay. Do you play NHL 2K10 on your Xbox?
No, I don't.
Call yourself a Yankee.
I don't care for sports much, but watching the Penguins is entertaining because we're not horrible.
That's you guys won last year. Of course you're not horrible.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay. You guys won the Stanley Cup, if I am not mistaken, right?
Yeah,
they won the Stanley Cup.
Not too long ago, a couple weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago they won it?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago the Stanley Cup came to Pittsburgh, for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Pittsburgh's horrible, but...
Okay. It's the city of Pitts. What can we say? Anywho, what's going on with this show?
Varsity and warm weather and... well, Greg, you live in Atlanta. I guess that's a plus.
Yeah. What?
It's funny because like when you guys watch the news, I don't know what the news goes on in your guys like what happens in like the Pennsylvania 10 o'clock. I don't know what happens, but last night like the news, it was Cat Williams being arrested at a Walmart, and it was just I don't think you'd see that in any of the newscasts besides Atlanta. I don't know.
Like if a guy got arrested inside a Walmart, a guy. Pulled up to a Walmart here, gets out of the car, punches the greeter in the face, gets back in his car and drives away.
That's so that guy
was bored.
The poor old guy, all the bones on the left side of his face were broke, but then the guy got arrested. But that's I don't know, we have weird news.
Free Cat Williams, man.
Happy holiday.
Bam!
Just punch him in the face. That's
pretty much it.
You said you...
Interesting. And Greg is talking to his dog, I think.
That kind of reminds me, though, that sound of Greg's dog's collar clipping around. That story would be significantly more tragic if he had beat up, like, a Salvation Army bell ringer.
Oh, that would have been horrible. Wow.
Would you like to donate to the Dalmatian Army? Would you like to donate to the Salvation Army? Ding-a-ling-a-ling!
Ding-a-ling-a-ling!
Call me punch!
You can't teleport?
Falco punch!
You know Falco! That would be funny.
Show me your moves! Falco punch!
That's from the first Smash, right?
No, that's from all of them.
That's from all of them.
It's a staple
of Smash Brothers. Trust me, dude. I have to live right next to the biggest Nintendo fan of all time.
I remember.
You know this. You remember this.
Yep.
What's his name? I forget his name.
Ben.
Okay, that's all we will say of Ben.
The glasses.
Ben's cool, though. I like Ben.
Compared to everybody else?
My other roommates, Ben is a nice dude.
Yeah, I guess he's okay.
I hope they don't hear this. I hope they're not, like, standing outside my door.
Hey, Brent, you on the podcast again? Yeah. Oh, man, we want to get on it.
Yeah, I can see them doing that. You mean those kids that you were playing Halo with?
Right, the torture. That's how you do a chair and like just start shooting us. Your Modern Warfare 2 disc.
I'm pretty sure they remember us. Their first week of college, they had kids who came from out of state to stay with them to.
Well, that was an experience, man. Everybody needs to experience that once.
I'm pretty sure they remember.
I guess technically I wasn't out of state because I am from Texas.
But you're at an out of state college.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. We had to convince that lady at the CC's Pizza to give you the student discount.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
then they kept asking us questions.
Like, I know, right?
No, we just showed
I almost
up.
Wanted to lie. Like, yeah, dude, we're making like 60K a year apiece, man. It's great.
It's awesome. That's why we're eating here at Steady Free Beach.
That's why we're eating your shitty ass pineapple pizza, man. It's some.
That's why we have
high rollers.
I have to admit, though, for the price, CC's Pizza is actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's all
right. Now that we got our advertising money from CC's, we can move on.
Oh, man. Wish.
Yeah. Oh, I would get a cut of that money, too.
Yes, you would.
Oh, this game doesn't run on 64-bit.
What?
Never mind. I'm looking through Steam, and my new computer has 64-bit Windows 7. And
right.
Apparently it doesn't run. So
what because, game is it?
Medal of Honor Airborne.
Buy some new shoes. You said
what was that for?
You said it doesn't run. I was just
oh.
That
joke went right past me.
That went right past all of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's go on to the random fragos. Now that we don't have John Freeman on here anymore.
I know, man. You can thank me for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
It's like, I don't want that thing on here. Get it off now. Yes,
that was stupid. Whoever sent that, let me know who it was.
We're going to find you. We're going to beat the living shit out of you.
It was more than a one-page Word document, probably.
I'm pretty sure it was Lance. I'm a 99.9% sure.
You better watch it back, Lance.
Who else would write that?
Anymore. I don't know.
Another Half-Life fan that's as big as Lance?
Well, nobody's as big as him. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm as big as a Half-Life fan.
I thought you were saying as big as a house. That's what I thought you were going to
say. No one's as big as Lance. What?
You have to get four semis.
Oh. You better hope he's not listening to this.
In the future, like instead of saying you couldn't hit the broad side of a barn, it's you couldn't hit the broad side of a Lance.
I'll read the first one.
Okay, go for it.
Since he tells me to say something, and that's okay. Anyway, he goes. First random frago we have here is from T-Bird 007.
Long time supposed to be on today, but yeah, with all the delays in the podcast, he couldn't make it.
So. Thank you, life. Hello, people on this glorious show, and I want to try something fun today. I'm going to write this random frag out as if I were saying it on the show. Here we got. Oh my, that's funny. Here we got T-Bird 007 submitting for the fifth or sixth time, but he is not counting. And he writes in, "Hey, Podtack, I was thinking about something yesterday. I have no idea how it came to my mind, but it did. I figured I would write game reviews in the others game section of the forums." That's probably a very wonderful idea. I don't know. What do you guys think? Would that be cool? I used to do that, actually.
Well, long time ago. We used to have the game reviews on the old site.
Yeah, so I used to do that a lot.
Seeing him capitalize all his eyes, that might not be the best idea.
Mm, yeah. So.
I think I'm the only person in the world who uses proper grammar in text messages, so that bugs me.
Oh, yeah. I do that, too.
So, anyway, he goes on to write, "I thought it would be cool, and I wanted to make my first time perfect." That's what she said.
Oh,
I had a test run in the open discussion and it failed. Dusty, where's the boat at? My first game will be Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, so check it out. And another thing is I started a poll that asked, who was your favorite host? And the results are in. Fumo Jive has won with 11 votes. And there's a tie between G. Lewis and the Dusty Storm with the mostest, 6 votes each. And JVB took 3, but he keeps on writing, keep on fragging everyone else who forgot about poor old Splee Cheeks and Lancey. I guess like halfway through, he just forgot that he was writing as if he was reading it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was just like, okay, so now...
He started out okay, and then he just kind of drifted off.
It was just weird.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get a chance to actually meet Splee Cheeks here in Tulsa at the end.
He lives there, right? He lives there.
Does he actually live here?
Yeah, I mean, he's like, he's... Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
I mean, it was Facebook. I think he lives there.
Party in the USA.
Because I think I was going to... He came here or something, and we were going to... I don't remember.
But yeah. So we're going to try to grab lunch at the end of the semester. So
Splee Cheeks.
Be able to meet one of the other guests or co-hosts of the show.
Splee Cheeks. Okay.
Splee Cheeks.
Cody.
Then that would just leave me with...
He was from Oklahoma.
And JVP.
Splee Cheeks. He's from Broken Arrow, okay. So he goes...
Okay, so he does.
He goes to Central Oklahoma. His high school was Broken Arrow. Tulsa CC.
Security number, you know.
I don't know what Tulsa CC Community College, I guess.
Yep.
That's where he went.
TCC.
Yeah, TCC. That's cool. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
And he's a... I wonder what his major is.
Philosophy.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
It's liberal arts and mass communications, I guess.
Yeah, I wanted to say communications, but...
What does liberal arts mean? Like, he's liberal for being... Okay, I don't know. Okay, sorry.
Liberal arts is like humanities and...
Yeah.
Junk like that. I took a humanities class this semester. It was weird. We watched Death Wish with Charles Bronson. That was pretty cool.
That's an interesting title. Death Wish.
It's a cool movie. You should watch it.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, thank you, T-Bird, for the submission. The next one we have here is from
our famous Scottish member. That's sticking with your dipstick, anyway.
That's sticking with your dipstick, Jimmy!
Oh, man.
That funny? Really?
Have you seen that commercial?
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen.
Yeah,
it.
I've seen it.
That's pretty funny commercial. Anywho,
that's sticking with your dipstick.
That's right.
I'm gonna get a T-shirt that says that.
No.
What?
Or like a pair of boxers.
Funny.
That'd be more appropriate.
With the guy on the, you know.
Yeah.
Having the dipstick up there and that weird smile.
Yeah, that'd be too funny.
That's sticking with your dipstick,
Jimmy.
Jimmy. You have to put Jimmy on the end of there. Anyway,
what's up?
So he asks, what's up, Podtac? Just wanted to ask, why don't you do a show for COD Modern Warfare 2?
Well, let me read the title. The first, if you guys ever read the show notes, there's this big bolded thing at the very top. It always says Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. That's all I'm going to say. And we should move on.
Now, here's a question. What if they tied Modern Warfare 2's universe into the Halo universe? What if Modern Warfare 2 happened in the same universe, but earlier, and it would go on to lead to the
events? Are you telling me that Soap McTavish is John 117's grandpa?
Yeah, I'm saying, like, Soap is, like, John 117's, like, great-great-great-great-great-great, like, grandpa or something.
There's no way Master Chief is Scottish. There's no way.
It doesn't matter. I've got Scottish ancestry somewhere, and I don't sound Scottish. Like,
Mohawk.
Give me a weapon.
I need a weapon.
Oi, Jimmy, give me a weapon.
We need to do like a mod for that. For like, we just replace all of like Steve Downs' voiceover work for Master Chief with Craig Ferguson or something.
The guy from the Drew Carey Show. Oh no, that'd be too funny. I think it's a good idea to get exposure. Like, we would really consider doing the show, and we actually might do one, but at the moment, because there isn't one. Like, we were talking about this one day. I think Dusty and I were right.
Yep.
And I Googled it, and there's not one. Like, there's not a podcast for Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. And if there is one, correct me, because when I Google it, and I Googled a lot of stuff and couldn't find one.
Well, I would say yes, but I am not buying Call of Duty because they took out dedicated server.
Dusty, shove it.
That's sticking with you. Anyway, okay. So it's not...
I mean, you if you complain about unbalanced play, you take out dedicated server. Yeah, it's going to be unbalanced.
It's not going to happen, but it unbalanced. Probably won't be Dusty and me doing it. It's just not. We like. Does that kind of make sense? Like it's
not really.
we're not ruling it out 100%, but it probably won't be Dustin or myself actually hosting it. It may be a podcast on our website,
right.
Around the ring. But
yeah,
that's depressing.
And
though.
I get it.
We would have to find two people that would do it weekly and that understand what's going on, and then that are entertaining and could do it. Yeah, so
because we've had a couple other attempts at doing podcasts and they've all kind of fallen through.
Fail.
Yeah. That's
an example of the forum podcast that still hasn't really gone anywhere yet.
It may. You never know. We'll see.
It may, but I mean, looking at, well, starting with yours, the Podtacular Community podcast, back when the original one fell out.
I mean, we did three episodes and then you guys were like, do you want to host the real show? And I was like, sure.
You did three shows and then you didn't do any, so.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I mean,
I was
you guys
already
asked. Be a guest host, and I'm pretty much ecstatic.
He is like, oh, my MGs, I need new panties. That's what I did, actually.
I completely, understand. Go ahead. You said gay marine. You got to finish now, dude.
I'm a gay marine. I went out and bought those boxers the day I was asked to be a guest or host.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually wearing them right now. Just kidding. I'm joking. That's a joke.
No, but like I was going to say, like, I can understand not wanting to have Modern Warfare 2 on the podcast because it's a Halo universe podcast, but I think that there's an interesting discussion to be had, like, maybe in a separate, like, not even start our own podcast, but just have, like, a recorded session of talking about how Modern Warfare 2's multiplayer, like, stands up to the multiplayer series that, you know, Halo set up in the past. Anyway, how those differ, and how is one better than the other? Because I think that there's a good case to be made that Halo's multiplayer is significantly better than Modern Warfare ever had.
That's actually a very good point.
And I think
we have an episode. I get you.
Because a lot of people, they think, well, they're both FPSs. I mean, we can chalk them up to each other. But they're very.
But the gameplay style is very different.
Different. Like, it's like comparing an RPG and an RTS.
It's basically comparing Barbie Horse Adventures 2 to Barbie Horse Adventures 4. I mean, there's just no.
But you would have. Both.
It's like comparing Madden 6 to Madden 07.
Oh, it's yeah. They took Al Michaels off the show.
I mean, it's like comparing Imagine Babies to like Blitz 2000. Like it's crazy.
I could foreseeably see that maybe in January that we would do a show like that, but not. I mean, an episode.
Separate from any show, just a recorded session of like talking about that and like why they differ. Because to me, Modern Warfare is more of a RPG. Than an FPS in many ways.
I don't think.
You're gaining experience, stuff like that.
Yeah, you're purposely trying to level up your own character and creating your own weapons and equipping things.
Well, and there's a difference between the players at the very start of the match. There's a difference in weapon loadouts and stuff. When you go into Halo, everybody has the same damn weapon, and they all have an equal chance at getting the same weapons on the map.
Unless you're modding.
Yeah.
I just want to say one thing though with the whole weapon customizations in the new Call of Duty. Halo Reach. The screenshots.
I hope not. I sure as hell hope not. I don't think they should do it.
Nope. It'd ruin it. Nope.
It would ruin the Halo formula.
I don't care.
It would ruin the point of Halo.
I really don't care who's going to buy the game.
I don't think necessarily weapon customization.
It would absolutely
ruin
it.
It would kill it?
Yes. It would ruin it. Yes, it would.
You play Halo to play Halo, not to play Call of Duty with Halo overlaid.
Look, just... Make it the same game. Make it more like Halo 1. Get rid of dual wielding, probably. I don't know. Do something like big. Take away something.
Bigger battles.
Well, is dual wielding really that big of a deal, though?
No.
Bigger battles. I would enjoy bigger battle. I would enjoy, like, because I really enjoy BTB.
Of course you would like bigger
battles. No, I'm not. I like them big.
No, 16-player co-op.
But I'm not saying, like, 32-player, like, I'm just saying. So, like, give me some maps that have an emphasis on, you know, dude, big team battle if I want.
Firefight with 30 people? Holy. And, like, you can jump in and jump out.
If they could solve the lag problem, that would be epic.
Yes. I would
That'd be crazy.
Nightly.
That would be really
What else do you do nightly, Greg?
No comment.
Anyway, we've kind of
checked my email.
We've kind of gotten a little off topic. And,
yeah.
Oh no, I do like the idea of doing a Call of Duty comparison show.
This is why we get Brent on more often. See, he makes good.
Okay. Anyway. And we might do that over the break.
We've really considered doing it. Honestly, like we talked about it for a good while. I don't remember how long. We talked about it
over the break.
Yeah, we've talked about it for a while. We might do it. We might host it as a site, but we probably won't host it as
show hosts.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, okay. Well, who wants to take the next one?
I think Brent should go.
All right. Let's see. Sniper Master says, "Hey PodTech, I'm doing this on my iPod again, so it's hard for me. I tried not to laugh. I'm sorry, guys." I would just like to say that I love the show, even though I have only listened to episodes 204 through 209 in the live MLG intermission. I would also like to say that not only is this my first time submitting, but I have dedicated a Killtacular to you guys.
What?
How do you spell dedicated?
He spelled it weird, but I mean, I understood what he meant.
Dedicated.
It sounds like he wrote dead or retarded. That's what it looked like he wrote.
That sounds like a George Bush pronunciation or something like. That's decadentated. I'm going to decadentate one of these podcasts for you guys. It's going to be great.
I'm going to christenize it.
Wow.
I'm going to submit it in.
Do not misunderestimate me. Keep on fragging noobs that don't know how to use a rocket launcher and kill themselves all day so I could win the game.
No, he wrote, "This is my first time submitting. That's too funny. He's the official George Bush of the podcast.
Oh, he's new too.
From now on, everything you submit, you must do it in some kind of form or fashion to which you think our ex-president would have submitted it. That's too funny. That is hilarious.
Now that I'm out of office, I've had a lot of time to be submitting and anything and decadentating Tatin. Hope you guys like my gamer tag. It's Sniper Master.
It'd be too funny if
Xbox sent me that one.
I'm a sniper, and I'm a master at the sniper.
I'm a sniper.
See, when you're the president of the United States of America, you can have whatever game tag you want, all right? This was already taken by a 14-year-old out in Louisiana, all right? But I submitted an appeal to the Xbox, and they gave the gamer tag to me because I like sniping, and I'm a master at it.
Not like Mr. Cheney
I'm on those tubes every day pulling them noobs.
Mr.
Cheney's over there getting a shotgun spree. I'm over here sniping.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Did no one get my tubes joke?
No, I got both tubes.
Yep.
No. The internet is not dump truck. It's a series of tubes.
Oh, yeah. You can't just all dump it all into the same tube. It gets clogged up.
That's too funny. Okay, okay, Mr. Bush, you must submit as Mr. Bush from now on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, next one.
Ciao, it's your turn.
Okay. This is submitted by All Your Help. Hey, PodTac.
All hopes belong to us. All your hopes and dreams are belong to Chow.
Thank you. Hey, PodTac, meaning G. Lewis, JK. It's Hopes here, wishing the best of luck. I think your show is great. Only listening for about 30 episodes, but overall they are great.
Only 30? Holy crap. Sorry.
A bit repetitive, but I'd like to just give a bunch of shout-outs to some peeps. First is G. Lewis. What a surprise. Second,
woo!
He is just boss.
Just like a boss.
Like a boss.
Get shout-outs.
Like a boss.
And Fifth and Sixth are both Fungus Odds.
Getting Christmas cards.
Like a boss.
Getting sucked up, too.
Like a boss.
Okay, keep
going. I wanted to make a machinima a while back called Like a Box.
Like a
it
box.
It was a Halo 3 mission, I think.
Getting hide behind. Like a box.
Oh.
Getting jumped on top of. Like a box.
Hit by a war dog. Like a boss.
The cheapest thing. See?
Anyway,
this here says it has tusks. What kind of animal has tusks?
A puma.
A walrus?
I thought you just doing animals.
That's why I like them warthogs, because they got the tusks on them. It makes it better for submittibitating.
Anyway. Forget my kill tackle warriors.
Condoleezza Rice is on the turret. Let's go kill some noobs.
Chaney. You sit in shotgun.
Chaney, get shotgun.
So Bush is driving Chaney's shotgun.
I sure hope that old Bush ain't driving because he used to get a bunch of DUIs like back in the day.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
He did.
Okay,
he did.
We're having a competition now.
For what?
Who can make the best George W. Bush jokes?
No, Bush, Chaney, and Condi in a warthog.
I saw Condoleezza Rice like.
Wait. Can we make who's the security of Donald Ash? What's his name? Ashcroft. What his name is? Ashcroft. Whatever. You have to make him as an elite, and they're gonna run him over. That'd be too funny.
Oh my god! You know who I forgot the name of, and it's on like the tip of my tongue. Jerome. There you go, Jerome. We put Jerome
standing
in this
there with lab. A grab hammer.
He's like George Bush like promotes him to his own like secret service. Hey Jerome, I don't like the way that guy is holding that grab hammer. Go kick his. I'm here to protect George W. Bush and George W. Bush property.
Oh man! He's not even done with reading this first post ever. We're already. Okay.
I know. I'm sorry, dude.
We're already 40 minutes into this, and we haven't even gotten to the actual part of the show.
Chowster, wow. You there?
Yeah. You keep on fragging my cannon, man, so that they shoot a Dusty's watch every time Stalmy please tries to steal them. This is all your hopes and all your hopes burning up and dying.
Aww.
Oh. Well, he's not dying. He's dying. Like, he's changing colors.
Yeah, dying, driving? Yeah.
Oh.
Is that actually how you spell it? If, like, you are dying a shirt?
Oh.
Is that?
Yeah.
Dying? Yeah.
If you're dying, it's D-Y-I-N-G.
Oh, so he's just changing color. He's actually not.
He's, like, dying his hair? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like an emo. Like a boss.
I'm dying my shirt like an emo. Anywho, okay, next we got Church here, and he wants to give us a form update. And he writes, "Hey guys, it's
Church.
With the Gamertag Radio intro Church here, and some of you may have noticed that I have been absent from the forums for quite some time now. Well." My Mac has crashed. Hooray! Is that a good thing? I don't think I would ever say that my computer crashing would be great. And shall be replacing it with a Windows computer optimizing my form time. Nice. Just thought I'd let you guys know. Well, thanks for letting us know, Mr. Chorchy. Hope to hear you soon. Shout-outs to Dusty, myself, Obsidian Chow, who's guest hosting, Demaku, Brent Gamer, Chucky J, Lancey, the Slayer Mayor, and Samus 117. Thanks, guys. This has been Church. And he's signing out for now. But he'll be back later once he gets his duties. Once he gets his duties getting dealt.
Oh man, I forgot all about that. Wait, didn't that dude get like arrested for like having a whole bunch of pot?
Anyway,
who?
The dude that used to do "Dude, you're getting a Dell" or whatever. You remember that guy?
Yeah.
In the commercials.
Yeah.
Like I think he got arrested for like growing like an entire pot farm in his closet.
In his closet?
Yeah, he was like he had a hydroponic, you know, marijuana farm in his closet.
That's a big closet.
You got to do it in like a closet. Because it like takes a certain amount of like
and you know
unnatural.
Oh, George Bush submits again, but I think you put it in twice.
George Bush is like, Brent was wrong. When you grow weed, you got to do it in a hydroponic with the special UV sunlight. All right.
Anyway, Destiny, sorry. Why don't you read on the next one?
Okay. The last random frag. It comes from Jonah Panda Lord. I guess I said that right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Says, hey, Patek, this is Jonah Panda Lord, just here to ensure that not everyone who listens to Patek Lord can't spell.
But we all can't read, apparently.
Shoutouts to Andersonator, Kirk Rayfield, Deadshot 3Z, and my hero G. Lewis.
Oh, boy.
Keep on fragging trucks.
Well, thanks for writing in there, buddy. I wonder where you get that gamer tag from. Send us again and tell us where Jonah Panda Lord comes from. That's kind of interesting.
Unique.
Or Jonah? Is that Jonah?
Jonah, like the Jonas Brothers? Yeah.
Jonah Mepad Panda Lord.
You want the Jonas Brothers to spray with their warm white film, girls?
Yeah! The what?
Wow, that's a little
episode of, you don't remember that episode of South Park?
No.
Did you ever watch that?
No.
It was an episode of South Park where the Jonas Brothers are, like, being exploited by Disney to sell sex to little girls.
What?
And this happened in real life, too. At first, when I saw it on the episode, I thought it was, like, them making a joke about it. But the Jonas Brothers actually do this at their concerts. What they do is they have, like, this penis-looking thing at the end of their guitar, and it's a hose, and it sprays white foam all over the crowd. And, like, at the beginning, like, when they're on stage, the dude says, "You want the Jonas Brothers to spray their white hot foam all over your faces, girls?"
Wow.
What? I started screaming, but this is real, man. I'll find the video for you.
I've never heard
okay.
of it.
Okay.
It's crazy. I didn't think they could be able to do that in real life.
For the female audience that we have, I'm going to say let's move on.
Is there any female audience?
Yes, we have at least three.
We have good
three job. Regulars. Three regulars. And regular no, not that regular.
I don't even want to think of a world where there's like 500 dudes and three chicks.
Yeah. It
scares me.
Yeah, I would get all three.
Greg gets them all.
Like a boss.
I would say that's debatable.
No, Dusty's going to get all three. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, right.
Let's just be honest.
No way.
Anywho, Brent, why don't you read a? We're gonna move on to submissions here, right, Dustin?
All right, let's do it. Yeah. All right.
Let's first talk about like what Waypoint is. So for
okay,
those
okay.
who
okay.
don't know what it is, if you live in the land of silver Xbox Live and not gold.
Yeah, I mean, you know, or not Xboxes at all, like Lancey, you know.
Yeah, that too. But. Halo Waypoint is basically a portal written by 343 Industries, which is the Halo branch on Microsoft.
What's CMM, Brent?
Certified Meter Maid.
Oh, boy. Holy crap. Like a boss.
You seriously put that on there? Wow.
Yeah. Why not, dude?
That is...
cool.
It's not like I can't be sued for, like, malpractice. You're not a real certified meter maid.
How do you know? There's no such thing. There's not
do you even know what a certified meter maid is, Judge?
That's going to be funny if there is, like, a real certified meter maid.
There's, like, a union, and they're going to come
after you. Yeah, they're, like, going to call me. We do not take kindly to your jokes about certified meter maid status.
With all of your dedicated titans and submitting fine.
Oh, yeah. George Bush is a certified meter maid. Got a lot of free time on my hands. Got to go around giving out citations and such.
Got a quota.
Got to meet my quota for the day. Jerome, start handing out these traffic tickets for me.
He starts putting, like, grab hammers to cars.
Good. Starts breaking them up.
Good job, Jerome.
Forgot to put a corner on your meter. Jerome's here to break up some property.
Well, Halo Waypoint is a it's basically a game that they coded to update live, I guess, blogging information. Kind of think of it as like a blog spot, but on Xbox Live that they update.
Kind of. It's supposed to be a portal to access your one of the things in there is career, which tracks your achievements, and you can unlock avatar items by getting achievements. And you can track like what kind of achievements you got there, what milestone you're at. Like there's 40 milestones, so basically think of like level 40, and that's dependent on how much gamer score you have from Halo 3, Halo Wars, and Halo 3 ODST, and the soon to be released Halo Reach.
Reach.
So those are included, and then they put stuff up there under an Intel category, which is basically behind the scenes videos, strat guides. They have the Halo Legends up there every Saturday, and they have a few other video series. Like Red vs. Blue has redone their first season in HD, so it looks.
I don't think they actually re-recorded, did they?
No, they did.
They did.
It's definitely re-recorded.
It's like exactly the same.
No, it's not.
Well, that's because they're good at it. They're good at re-recording.
Oh, okay.
They're good at rehashing products. That's all they're good for.
With the voices the same? No, they redo the voices.
No, the audio is the same. The video is redone.
Okay.
See, I would rather have the audio redone for that first season.
Yeah, because it's like, it's all muffly and stuff. It's pretty weird. It's all muffled.
Like, I want the, like, old visuals, but then the new voices.
Well, you just can't get what you want, can you, Brent?
You can't always get what you want.
But such sometimes, you might find out your octopus is all that you need.
What? Octo lady is all that you need. Wow.
Anyway.
They don't know about the octo lady, and I don't care to tell them, so.
Obsidian knows all about it. Like a boss.
Anyway, that's our brief summary. Anything you guys particularly like about it before we dive into?
I like that you get avatar clothing stuff. Because my little RC Warthog is awesome.
Okay.
That is cool. Yeah.
I don't have that yet, but.
And I like that you can watch Legends for free, because I'm just going to torrent it when it comes out. So.
Did you hear that
we,
it's
as a
out
community, do not condone torrenting.
JK, I'm not going to torrent
disclaimer.
It.
Disclaimer.
I don't even know how to do it. Are you, do you,
you, you, you know how to do it. Don't
it's
lie.
It's pretty easy.
I don't. You know I really how to don't. Do it. I really don't know how, though, to be honest. Because, like, if you look at my desktop and the desktop thread, I don't even have a torrent site.
I can just see Greg like, I don't know how these torrent things work, and he's like seeding 15 different files.
What? I'm doing what?
You're planting your seed, Greg.
That's what I do. All around the nation. Pimping all over the world.
Wow.
Anyway, Brent, you want to read off the first submission for Halo?
All right. How do you say this? Is it Tyler the T3?
Yes.
Correct.
All right. Tyler the T3 says, hello, fellow members of Podtacular. This is Tyler the T3 writing in once again to discuss Halo Waypoint. Halo Waypoint is an interesting new element in the Halo series. It gives players insight into various events, community members, and developers. I think it's awesome that showing an episode of Halo Legends each Saturday, and it continually updates
every
its service.
Every other Saturday? Fail.
Yeah. And it continuously updates its service with a new video each day. It is now going to show old, enhanced episodes of Red vs. Blue each week. It also gives you a free avatar award based on completion of ODST and scans your achievements and gamer score throughout all the Halo games. I just hope that it updates its levels as new games come out and also gives us more avatar awards in the future. Shoutouts to Duststorm and G-Lewis and keep on trucking frags.
Okay, well, I don't even see why we explain it, because he just explained it all right there.
Yeah.
I don't even
there you
see
go, buddy.
It.
Just to let everyone know, we probably won't read everyone's submissions because there's probably bound to be lots of repeats in here. So if it doesn't get read, don't hate us. Just know that yours has probably been read in some other form somewhere else, and we want to try to cover as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
It's not us, it's you.
Trust us. Obsidian Chow, read Spartans.
Spartan QXZ93. Hey, it's Spartan QXZ93 here with my thoughts concerning recently released Halo Portal on XBL. I like how it tracks your Halo gamer score and unlocks various awards and milestones as the amount of your Halo G's you have increases.
Oh, I am the G-est G of all Halo G's.
Yep.
Definitely. You're the G.
Yeah, we still don't have Endure.
I do.
That's something to do after the show.
I have what we're doing. Rub it in your faces, and I'll never do it again.
What?
Horrible. Well, see, I got to set 4, round 5, wave 5, I think it was, or something. No. Yeah. Set 4, round 3, wave 5, and there was like 2 chieftains left, and we ran out of lives.
What?
2 hours of my life gone, and then I spent another 2 hours getting the achievement.
Nice.
Wow.
What level did you get it on?
Alpha Flight, because you can get like 28 extra lives.
How?
We ended with like 20 lives or something ridiculous.
How do you get 28 extra lives?
During the bonus round, you have to have a guy with rockets and a guy with fuel rod, and just blast up in the, like, as soon as it starts, as soon as the timer starts, shoot rockets and fuel rods up into the doors where the grunts jump out, and you just start racking up kills.
Let's just put it this way. For the first bonus round, I shot one rocket, and I got the required score. Because there was just a constant chain reaction of plasma grenades up there. It just kept adding up.
Yeah. It was too big. That's what she said.
It's too big.
Well, anyway, what makes it even better for me is that they included several awards for you, Avatar.
Ooh.
The inclusion of the Intel section was, in my opinion, one of the best decisions to be included on Waypoint. No idea what he's talking about. I logged on to Waypoint, grabbed my Avatar awards, and left. So.
Yeah, me too.
That's what I did. I just check it every other Saturday. I mean, let's be honest. It's cool, but I mean, I haven't logged on to it since 2 Saturdays ago, and I probably won't log on to it until 2 more Saturdays from now.
Honestly, if I want Halo stats, I'm just going to go to Bungie.net, because there's more info there anyway.
Yeah. I'm just going to totally, possibly, legally get the DVD.
Like, that's the only reason to watch it is for Legends.
I have a PS3. I just thought that the first two were just weird. You know,
they're made in Japan.
I mean, the first one is just...
The first one was awesome.
The duel is just the weirdest thing I've ever seen on TV ever.
I haven't seen it yet.
No. And the package comes out today, and I'll watch it after this is over.
The package is so far the best one, I think.
Oh, really?
And it's only the first half, but so far I think it's the best one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Anyways. There is honestly nothing that I believe they could have added to Waypoint that would have made it any better. How about an actual game?
Yeah, like...
This wasn't meant to be a game, though.
Like
it's
Mario,
not a game, it's...
Oh, no, like Donkey Kong, the Prophet is throwing barrels down at, like, Master Chief. And
that'd actually be kind of cool.
I am going to animate that as soon as I get a chance.
No, he has to be throwing those plasma things down. What else is it called?
He has used
barrels. He has used Donkey Kong barrels.
No. The foils.
No, he has to throw suicide grunts at you.
Yeah, then you kill Donkey Kong, he just falls on top of a million suicide grunts. That's...
Yeah. No, you have to kill him by punching him in the neck. That's how you kill him.
Cheap shot.
Down his mouth, grab his stomach, and rip it out and, like, invert him.
This is a kid's game.
Apparently, there was Mortal Kombat. So.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah. Come over here. Ooh, you're just telling little kids how to treat women when they get older, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
What they could have added? They could have made it like spit money out your TV every time you turned it on.
Oh, that'd be great. That would be
significantly better.
That would make up all the red.
We would have recorded this a long time ago.
Shout outs to Duststorm G. Lewis, Lancelot, this episode's guest host, me and Brent, ODSTEJY, Spell Me Please, Moonkey, Zilio, Old Regime, and Lelong Jajon Killer. And those weren't me stumbling. That was their gamer tags, I guess.
Yes, correct.
Keep on trucking frags that run on the bus. Huh? I was just watching a YouTube video with that song in it.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the song while you do this long one. I'm just kidding. I don't know how it goes.
Keep on trucking frags that run on the blood of Dust Storm's enemies that were splattered by a mongoose, plural and singular combined. No.
Good job.
Driven by bears wearing jackets made by underpaid midgets riding folding bikes. Chased by Fumo with a shotgun, who in turn is being chased by an angry drug-crazed mob of fire-obsessed 12-year-olds who are constantly shouting veto, veto into their mics, matchmaking while trying to simultaneously consume 7 extra, extra large cans of Monster, which are poisoned by a bunch of grunts wearing Chuck Norris in his armor, who were killed afterwards by a roundhouse kick to the face that was delivered by none other than the almighty Sergeant Major Avery J. Johnson, who was then killed by a floating light.
Don't
that,
shake the light bulb.
That is one of the better keep on fragging trucks I have seen.
Yeah, I liked it. It was good.
That was
kudos. That is kind of a lame way to go out, though.
Kudos to you.
Yeah. Getting killed by a light bulb.
Actually, he sent him out with a bang, so
fail.
He was dead before the halo went off.
Are you sure?
So he didn't go out with a bang. I bet that he died.
He was.
No, like, actually,
well, no, they gotta set it up for Halo 4. He didn't really die. He made it off the planet somehow.
Remember the glitch?
Laser driven through him. Come on, he's dead.
No, he's not dead. He made it out.
Remember,
he just can't tell you why.
The glitch where you could, I'm gonna say it this way, quote unquote, knock out Sergeant Johnson before you go in and then come back out and he's still alive.
Oh yeah, he gets blood infected.
That's how you do it. That's how you get him back in the story. You consider that glitch canon.
Yes.
Now story canon.
Yeah. He grabbed onto the undercarriage of your warthog while you flew into that ship.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
That's how I believe it.
Yeah. Okay.
G, you're next.
All right. We got ODST Spartan 55X. That's how I like to say it. 55X.
Double five.
Hey, guys.
Double five.
It's the Orbital Drop Shocker Trooper. This is my first submission, so... bear with me, rawr. I've thoroughly enjoyed Halo Waypoint and its content.
No, I have the rally enjoy.
I have thoroughly enjoyed Halo Waypoint and its content. I admire the constant updates to the career stats and intel. I, so far, have no problems with the Halo Legends anime, although I can see why people complain about them. With the Spartan's hair and the Covey/Chinese culture, which is absolutely effing weird, in my opinion. Hopefully, the next one will be even better, and little to no complaints, but only time will tell. I also like the fact that they are revisiting RVB's, or Red vs. Blue's, original episodes, with constant tips, tricks, and montages for the fans and achievement junkies like Dustin. My only question is, when do the podcasts show up, if they will at all? I wish I knew. Shoutouts to Moose 0030, Mive 7, JVBizzle, Bizzle, Fumo, Jiva, Duststorm 51, Funny Boy 78, Old Regime, Giphy Boy 92, Chucky J, Obsidian Chow, and Captain Planet. Keep on fragging Eel Ball and his horrible movies. Game over, man. Game over. That's all he wrote. I don't know when they will or if they will, but I know we're on.
I think they decided not to.
I think we're on the Friends of Halo Waypoint, so maybe one day.
We're on the community section.
They have not contacted us about anything, and nor do we expect them to. Especially since we are knocking the hell out of it this episode.
You're no longer one of our friends. I don't think you're one of our friends anymore, huh?
That's right.
But what you make fun of us for, huh?
Just talk to Shishka. You're Shishka.
He's so pro. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, Brent, do your Shishka thing.
Oh, you're Shishka. Oh, man.
The first time you said it, it was epic.
Yeah.
It was epic.
It's like,
that was...
you're Shishka.
Like, it wasn't even because they were trying to make fun of it. They actually said that because they were like, dude, is that Shishka? Just remember we were sitting there and you guys thought Brian Gerard was Shishka.
Yeah, we got mixed up.
And I was like, who are they? And you guys, dude, they work for Bungie. Like, Dustin was about to pass out. And Brent was just like, yeah, they work for Bungie. And I was like, I don't know who these people are.
All those people that kept walking by and like asking, who is that dude? It's like, yeah, he's working for Bungie. We're talking to him. Get the hell out of here.
This is a very important interview.
While we were recording the podcast.
That's what Brent's position was. He was Jerome's backup.
If we ever gather in a place where there is Jerome, we have to take a picture with him.
Yes.
Like, together.
Remember, like, in the CCs, we were joking about how your destiny was to be Jerome's backup, and we did the whole Rocky thing.
Oh, yeah.
Training under Jerome.
Like, Jerome's protege.
Yeah. I want to be like you, Jerome!
I want to be like you, Jerome! There's just, like, this little, like, 5-year-old white kid. Like, I want to be like you, Jerome! And, like, Jerome's like, we go back to your mom and daddy. And the little white kid's like, I don't have a mommy and daddy. I will take you in. Yeah. So just takes him in and like trains him over his life, and then like he's eventually just like this like Sylvester Stallone in Rambo style dude. And it's like trained under Jerome for, you know, his whole life, and he's ready to take over the, you know, Bungie headquarters now that Jerome's all like old and stuff. But he's still badass, he's just retiring. So Jerome's like, you are ready, son. And the son's like, I'm ready, father. And he's like, have this. And like he hands him the grab hammer. And, like, they switch hands. And he's like, son, what is your job? And he goes, my job is to defend Bungie and Bungie property. That's how I envision it. That might not be, you know, what happened in real life or whatever. All these people about Halo Legends need to shut up. Because, I mean, they don't understand. That's what anime is all about.
No, but Halo and anime just don't go together.
But they're not, you don't understand that that's not the point. The point, I mean, they're not supposed to go together.
That's my point.
That's what I'm saying. That's not for you.
It's about Halo. It's supposed to be an anime that happens to have Halo elements.
It's just like, what if the Japanese envisioned Halo? This is what they would make. And I'm not even kidding. If the Japanese made Halo, if in some parallel universe the Japanese had made Halo, this is what it would be like. Just kind of like that. The Americans would never make something like Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, because Japanese.
The Americans would never make anything like Metal Gear Solid because that's too f-ing weird for us. We don't get that stuff. Like in Japan, that stuff's like crazy. Like that's what the real military is like, man. I mean, it's like for reals. Like, you know, old like Solid Snake's all old and stuff. But I mean, in the real military, they do that. So, but like in our military, we make our games like really true to life, like Modern Warfare. I mean, that's not saying that Modern Warfare is true,
but I mean,
it's partially. It has realistic elements. Right. You can envision Modern Warfare 2 happening.
I mean, you can envision Halo happening too. I mean,
no, I'm saying it couldn't be made in an anime.
In 543 years.
If there had been like some sort of, you know how Avatar was made, and you ever watch Avatar: The Last Airbender?
No.
Yeah.
That's a good series. I enjoyed that. They say it's a kid series. A lot of people are like, it's a kid show. It's on Nickelodeon. But it was a really good series.
Yeah.
It kind of apes the anime style as far as, I suppose, the visuals. Visually, it looks kind of like an anime. But it's an American show, and you can tell that it's American. It has very American American Western style plot lines.
Like SpongeBob.
I would like to bring up that the Americans did make Metal Gear Solid, and then called it Splinter Cell.
But I just can't help but thinking Pokemon whenever I think of Halo anime.
Woo! Pokemon!
It's like, I grew out of that Pokemon ages ago.
No, you did.
Not the games, the TV show.
Oh.
Not the games.
Oh, yeah.
I grew out of it too, but I enjoyed it when I was a kid. I mean, I'm not gonna look back. That was a dude,
yes,
awful
but,
show.
I mean, look, Halo should be.
My tastes are so much more refined.
The whole point of it is that, like, none of it. I don't care. I don't care anything about it. Like, what the heck was the first, the babysitter? What is that about? It doesn't mean nothing.
Now, I'm not going to lie. I haven't seen this anime, but I can already tell you that I can understand. I saw that trailer. I saw a Spartan in full Mjolnir armor, like, standing in a field with flowers in it, and the flowers were swaying back and forth, and it was like sunlight, and he, like, lifts his head up, and, like, a gleam comes off. And it's like, yep, that's anime. Like, yeah. Yep, that's anime. Like,
no, yeah.
Yeah, like,
I know it's anime, but...
military and people with long hair, that's anime.
That's anime. Like, in Japan... Like, that's how, like, girl, it's
Japan,
misogynistic.
Kill people.
Yeah, but I don't know. In my opinion, Halo is video game material. It's not designed to be told in a animated story.
Well, I think this is another example of, like, the Halo expanded universe where it's not canon. It's not supposed to be canon. This is just an imagining of what that universe is like by a certain set of people that have a certain perspective on Halo.
Well, I mean...
This is how the Japanese see Halo. This is what the Japanese do to Halo if they owned it.
Right. But
and, I mean,
I think
I respect that that's the way their culture thinks.
And I heard... I forgot where I heard this. It was on some other podcast, but I kind of have to agree with them in the fact that this is... Microsoft trying to reach out to a country that is not used to the first-person shooter video game genre that we as Americans like. And I think it's just their attempt at trying to get it out there.
I mean, yeah, but you got to do that. Like, you can't just – I mean you have to realize in Japan there is not a very large set of people that enjoy first-person shooters. They just
don't
play.
There's not a large set of people who enjoy Microsoft.
No, they don't like Microsoft. Well, they don't like Microsoft because Microsoft has a very Western view on video games.
Right.
Microsoft is a Western company, whereas Sony and Nintendo are both headquartered in Japan. That's where they originated. Sony and Nintendo are Japan. But Microsoft is inherently a Western company. Microsoft started in America, and it has an American view on gaming.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you have to necessarily change the way you're going to handle the whole universe and try to change it for one culture.
But I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that this isn't even canon to Halo.
Yeah.
I'm saying this is made specifically for the Japanese. This isn't canon, just like you read all the Star Wars books.
Actually,
Star Wars books.
According to Frankie, it's supposed to be pretty much
all
Halo
of them,
canon.
Yeah,
all
it is.
All of it's
it
supposed
is.
To
canon?
Be Halo canon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's one
weird.
Of the things that I really don't like about it.
I don't think they should have done that, but it doesn't bother me that they've made some of this canon. I mean,
the duel was cool because it talks about how the Arbiter became a shameful name rather than this big, great hero. But the Babysitter is just dumb. It's stupid.
I thought it was really good.
Have you guys read the Halo graphic novel?
Yeah.
Have you? No. Do you guys have that?
Yeah.
Basically, it's a set of stories told by different people in different art forms that show their perspective on what they think the Halo universe is like.
And
that's kind
all...
of...
But
that's kind of how I view this.
Well, the thing I see the Halo universe being is it's a video game. It's meant to be
a multimedia experience.
Yeah.
I think that the Halo universe has a lot of potential. I think that they understand. I understand they're trying to make money because you got
to
realize Microsoft's a money or it's not a money. It's a company and they're trying to make money. So how do you make money? You take your big.
They're trying to cater this to so many different people at once. Just stick to the people who originally bought the game.
What they should have done was left it to Bungie. They shouldn't have taken the Halo IP from Bungie.
Yeah, just give it to them. Let them do what they want. But it's just these stories are meaningless. It doesn't mean anything. Like the baby. What the heck? What'd you learn from the babysitter? There's some girl that died. That's a Spartan. That's the only thing you learned. There's nothing. No point to it.
I feel like I can't really defend this well because I haven't seen them. But, I mean, I have an understanding of kind of like what it would be like. I mean, I know how anime is. I know how these stories are probably told. And just the fact that I saw that trailer and, you know, the crazy swishing, you know, flower field, I understand that. That's just completely anime.
All in all, I'm going to buy it so Microsoft wins.
All I'm saying is that I don't understand why people are necessarily mad about it because it doesn't affect them at all. I don't think this weakens the Halo franchise. I think the Halo franchise was weakened the minute they fucking put out Halo Wars.
Halo Wars was a good game.
They should have never put out Halo Wars. Halo should have stood on its own. Halo should have started at Halo 1 and ended at Halo 3. And then maybe some reboots, or like not reboot, like rehashes like they did on the PC.
That's what happened when Microsoft took it over.
And they should have done it with...
I think the books are a good idea.
No, I love the books. The books
were a good idea.
The books were a good idea because it fills in the backstory. It's the only other story of the Halo universe that
amazing. But again, you guys enjoy that because those are Western authors. I mean, like Eric Nyland and stuff, they write in the Western form, and that form appeals to you. What if like a Japanese writer, like a manga artist, had decided to like write this story, and like then it was translated back into English like they do for a lot of manga?
Where they had a big dragon or something?
No, that's not what they do. Like in Japan, a lot of the stories revolve around relationships between the characters. It's not about fighting. Unless it's like Dragon Ball Z. I mean, that's why I don't like. Like in Dragon Ball Z, they'll spend 25 episodes with like one guy charging up his super attack, and then he'll like shoot it off and miss. Like that's how Dragon Ball Z works.
Yeah, that's how it works.
But in most modern anime, like anime post. Like 1995, it focuses around relationships between individuals, and it's usually of a, like a romantic relationship. And then when action happens, it's very like romanticized action. It's not like crazy, like gritty. People are getting bloodied up. Like people are just getting chopped. Like they're getting cut in half, but there's like not much blood.
There's blood everywhere. Right. What are we talking about?
I don't know if there's blood in Halo Legend. I can understand that because I mean that they understand that Halo is a fighting franchise, but.
Bleach is full of blood, so...
I mean, there's blood in anime. I'm not saying... But I'm saying a lot of the combat is romanticized.
Right.
I guess I just don't understand it.
Slow motion, full of emotion.
Transformers?
Yeah, like, full of emotion. Like, in America, like, our form of it, like, in Dirty Harry, like, you just pull a gun out and shoot him in the face. Like, you remember that scene in, like, Indiana Jones? Where that guy's like swirling his swords around and shit, and then Andy just pulls out his pistol and shoots him in the face. That's kind of like it is in America. Like in Japan, if that scene had been made, that dude was like swished his swords out, and the Indian would have been like, on guard, like whipped his like whip out and stuff, and they would have like fought for 25 minutes like this elegant fight. But in America, that's how we work. We work in like really realistic combat scenarios.
That's how we roll.
Like Greg, if some dude pulled a sword out on you, start swinging it around, and you had a gun, what would you do? Shoot him.
I put him in the face.
Indiana Jones. Like.
Whatever. I don't care who he is. I'm just kidding.
I feel like we're getting like way off point with the. This seems like it needs to be its own topic.
Dusty, it's your turn.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, ODSTEJY.
Yes, ODSTEJY writes in, "Hey, fellow Podtacular fellows." Okay. Halo Waypoint is good, but it has a few leaps and bounds to go before I really appreciate it.
Thank you. He's
first, the career milestones. I think these are completely pointless.
Yes.
I think G-Lewis would agree.
That is so dumb. What's the point of it? I'm never going to look at them.
They're just like, different
They don't
areas.
Give me any. They don't give me
it
nothing.
Shows you what areas you are excelling. If you excel at driving vehicles, or if you're a melee person, or if you like a active game type.
Can people look at mine? Like, can I see yours? I don't think I can. No. Okay, that's dumb.
That would be okay. Yeah, that would be nice to have in there. To be able to compare it with people on your friends list.
Yeah,
that's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I ranked all the way up to 40 right when I loaded it. So did I.
Yes, I think I did too. Yeah.
I don't get the point of grouping the achievements together like heavy weapons and things like that. It just seems kind of pointless. Well, hopefully I just explained it to some amount of pointness.
Yeah. Wow. Fail. Sorry.
So I think it's just trying to show you where your areas of quote-unquote expertise are.
Yeah. And if you're at level 40, you are Tay Godzors.
Yeah, good stuff.
Well, I'm definitely not. I'm a 40.
And I'm like a 20 or something, so.
I don't even know what I am. I forgot. I haven't been on Waypoint in a long time. Like, since I got it in, like, NXE. Or, like, the update preview they had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it goes on to say, now for what I really like, the Intel menu. It is the...
The shiz.
Yes. I love how they're loading up the old Red vs. Blue episodes in HD with commentary.
Yeah, it's cool.
They only did that for the first episode, though, so... The articles and everything is very accessible and useful. Some things I don't like about it is that the thing with the top five beatdowns, thing where the two guys are talking... Sorry for being vague. I think we know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. This is two guys.
They are completely stupid and not funny at all.
Yeah, they're in all the achievement. They're on
what a stick.
What do they call it? The achievement guides. They're like in every game though. They're not just in Halo.
No. He's talking about the Waypoint top five.
Yeah, I mean, but I think that they do the aren't they the guys that do the achievement stuff like once a week on Xbox Live? No.
Okay, like IGN Strategize.
Yeah, they do something once a week.
No, they're not.
I think this is a different people. Like they just like got two people off the street and like basically told them, "Here's a copy of Halo 3. Play it for a while. Then we got to do these videos."
It'd be funny if they took Jerome and put him on there. That'd be funny.
But that'd be better. Like I'd watch that. This doesn't seem like something I'd watch.
Well, yeah. The acting on their part is pretty bad, in my opinion.
Well, do they know about Halo?
They're not funny. They're not funny at all. And the top five clips, I've seen clips that are probably a whole lot better than the ones that they picked.
And right. I've made them all.
And I think they picked the ones from Bungie Pro members who have actually gone and rendered it on Bungie, which I refuse to pay for because it's such a ripoff.
I actually already bought it.
Wow.
I paid for it.
I did too.
Well,
I didn't pay for it. I don't think it's a ripoff.
Let's put it this way. I bought a $200 capture card because I know I would get better quality off of this than Bungie Pro.
Well, yeah, but that's because you do it for a community site.
Well, whoever bought me the maps for Halo 3, I actually used that to buy Bungie Pro, so thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Yay, Podtacular Cash, going to helpful places.
Yeah. I use it, so I mean.
Yeah. Anyway, he goes on to say, I also hate the Prima strategies. I don't like them either. The guy is so boring.
They're dumb.
So monotone.
First, pick up the battle rifle.
They walk over to the objective.
With five steps at a time. Clickety, clackety, clickety, clackety. Jingles on his way.
Get Microsoft Sam up on it.
Like, that would be so cool to have him like.
Speaking in elite speak. Who are you going to die now?
Pick up the battle rifle. Go to the objective.
They basically give you some of the most newbie things to do ever. I think so. Now, anime. I hate it with a passion. This is Halo, not Final Fantasy. XXIXIXIXIXLLL. Roman numeral site.
Don't rip on Final Fantasy, okay?
It's pretty. I don't like Final Fantasy myself.
I love me some Final Fantasy.
I do. I don't know if I do agree that brutes are that we're not giants. I think that Master Chief is huge, and if you brutes are just
they're
ridiculously
big.
Strong in the books.
No, brutes were supposed to be big.
They're supposed to be really tall. Yeah,
brutes were strong. Just think of them as a Wookiee. Like brutes were huge in the books, but in the game they're just not.
They're supposed to be like at least 2 feet taller than the Spartans.
Yeah.
At least.
They're huge. So
no, they're huge.
Spartans are tall.
They're not
Spartans
giants,
are like
Spartans are 9 feet. No, 9 feet.
Not nine. I don't think it'd be nine.
Like 7 feet tall.
No, they're pretty tall though.
Like let's go like 6'7" or something.
That dude is 9 feet tall. Be crazy.
Anyway, he goes on to say, brutes are not giants, 13-year-olds were not in the army, girls could not grow out hair to their waist, and no major prophet was ever assassinated. Thus,
correct. That is correct. No major prophet was ever assassinated.
Might not have been a major prophet.
No, it was the title on, I forget what the prophet's name was, but it was a major prophet.
Yeah.
Thus ruining the Halo fiction. I know that most of the stuff I said above is common to anime, but I think it just proves that anime is not right for the Halo genre. I completely agree.
I'll buy it and watch it, so Microsoft.
All right, guys, keep on fragging stuffs. I don't really feel like coming up with keep on fragging.
I mean, I agree that there's no 13-year-olds, and that little kid acted like he was four. So I'm pretty sure that if you're like a real military person, you don't really care who's the number one shooter. You know, I mean, it just doesn't happen. You're just like, oh, whatever. I don't get shot at today. Whoop-de-doo. You know, I'm pretty sure it's what really happened. I don't know about girls. Can I grow hair to their waist? I mean, they're a Spartan. You're going to tell them that. Yeah, you're right. The prophet was never assassinated, which is correct. So that's the first thing I said when I think I tweeted that. Like when I was watching it, I tweeted it in the middle when I was watching it, if I remember correctly. So, but the duel was pretty cool, but I don't, like, I understand the story. It just looks very stupid. But there's nothing good from the babysitter. I don't think any good came from it. Especially since Bungie, I mean, was it Frankie basically wrote most of the story anyway?
Yeah, I personally don't like his side of Halo.
Yeah, so I don't understand where he's like the whole book that I'm reading to is horrible. I mean,
like
so
I
far,
said, it should have stayed with Bungie.
Yeah, so far the whole book is really bad.
Everything that I've seen Microsoft do has hurt the Halo universe in some way.
I don't know. I thought Halo Wars was good. I liked Halo Wars.
Like, I like Frankie O'Connor. I mean, I like him a whole lot. I like some of the stuff he did in Halo 2 and stuff. But I think that in a lot of the way, like, his arrival at Bungie kind of marked a, you know, jumping off point at which point Halo started to suck. I guess it was kind of the point at which Microsoft started to, you know, exude their control over the series.
I think Frankie should still do Friday.
And then Bungie gave it away.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I remember back when he used to do, what were they called, the weekend wrap-ups or whatever?
The weekday Friday updates.
Yeah, the Friday.
Yeah, they basically come out on Friday, and you'd learn what was happening up in Halo 2.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he was the best. He's been the best poster, I think.
But I don't know. I think the whole thing where Microsoft made a new company to handle Halo on its own.
They should have hired us.
No.
That would suck. Everybody would hate Halo.
You sure?
You want to tank Halo? Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Okay.
I'm joking. This seems like it needs to be its own, just like 45-minute long discussion.
Like,
where
honestly,
we just talk about that.
Maybe they should come up with their own IP and just make cool stuff that's not Halo. What do you think? I mean,
don't people do that all the time?
Yeah. So why can't they do it?
Well, I'm saying that. I mean, I don't get what you're saying. Like, 343 should make their shit.
Yeah, new IP.
Studios?
A new IP.
Like, they should.
Microsoft
it should
have
be
made
a new
IP.
It shouldn't be the Halo IP. Halo belongs to Bungie.
Halo doesn't belong to Bungie. Halo belongs to Microsoft Corporation.
Well, no, technically,
Halo made it.
No, technically, it does belong to Microsoft, but I'm saying it should, in my opinion, belong to Bungie.
Yes.
Well, Bungie conceded the rights to it, so that's their own fault.
I don't think they
but
can.
But you got to realize, in a lot of. I don't like Microsoft. I like Microsoft. In a way, I like the Xbox portion of Microsoft. I like the Xbox team. But
Zoom's pretty cool.
Bungie owes a lot to Microsoft in terms of Halo's success. Bungie made Halo, and I mean, they did a good job. They're a talented developer. I love Bungie. They are my favorite, game developer. But Microsoft gave Bungie a chance when nobody else would.
Made it. Well, Apple was going to buy them, technically.
And I mean, do you think Halo would be the same if it was on a Mac? Do you think it would have reached the same amount of success if it hadn't have been like a launch title for Xbox?
No.
No.
Nowhere close. I mean, I like Microsoft that they bought, that they let, like, what we're probably going to be doing with other podcasts, we're going to just let the other people do what they do best, where we just do what we do. Microsoft should have just thrown money at them. We'll do what they do while Bungie made the game.
That's why I think it should have happened.
You got to realize in a lot of cases that's what should have happened, and that's the way it should have happened to make a quality product. But Microsoft doesn't think that way. Microsoft thinks in terms of how much money can they make,
right? Which
and
is
their
stupid.
Decisions will actually make them more money at this
yes,
point.
Yes, it will, but it's so stupid.
Point, it's stupid in terms of quality, but in terms of making money, it's not stupid. How much money do you think they're going to make off that? If they market Halo Legends on Blu-ray, because it's coming out on Blu-ray too.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it coming out on DVD?
Yeah. 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 On both. Yeah.
That's funny. Okay, appealing to the PS3 crowd.
You can buy it at you can pre-order it at Best Buy. I pre-ordered it already.
But that's what I'm saying. If Microsoft markets there, Halo Legends, you know how much money you're gonna make off of that?
Oh, they're probably
just because it says Halo on it.
I don't think they'll sell too much. I mean, not as much as a game.
I think if they market it right, they will.
I'm not
buying it because I just don't really give a damn.
I think you'll buy it. You will.
Me?
No, Brent will buy it.
I don't care about it. I don't care about any of the like expanded. At this point, I like to think that the only canon, you know, storyline of Halo is what they did with Halo 1, 2, and 3, and then like some
in
of the
books.
In the books. That's canon to me. It. I don't consider anything else canon. I don't even really consider Halo Wars canon because I don't like the game. Like, I don't want that game being canon to the storyline of Halo.
I mean, it doesn't really make sense since I think I already said this before that Halo Wars was it's kind of like a movie where you watch it and then at the end of the movie some dude wakes up and you see the whole movie was a dream, you know, because like at the end they never find the ship again. It's just very dumb. You know how like, oh, they saw the flood.
Well, they did it in a place where it wouldn't mess up the Halo canon that much.
Yeah, I think that's what they wanted. Like, they had to have those things in the game to make it interesting.
I mean, my rebuttal to that was throw out a slipspace beacon, and they would have been able to find it.
Yeah.
They would have been able to find it.
In 20 years, I'm pretty sure they would have found it.
What makes me sad is that I like simplistic storylines. I like to keep – I'm not simplistic. I like to keep the story tight. I like to keep it within a very tight set of products. I just want the books to exist, and then I just want Halo 1, 2, and 3 to exist. Just alone, as a single package as far as that storyline goes. Because if that had happened, there's a lot of stuff they could have done with that storyline at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, the way that Halo 3 Legendary ends – like that sets up an entirely new universe to have an entirely new trilogy. But I mean, you know,
they could
I understand that. Go ahead.
They could do something with that. That'd be pretty cool.
Now, at the same time, I understand that the leading theory is that basically that planet is Marathon, which is believable because I mean, in Marathon, it says that a set of rogue cyber Spartan warriors or whatever has defeated aliens within the city. So, I mean, it's believable that cyborg was, John 117, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
From what I've heard a lot of talk from, though, is Marathon and Halo are very similar.
Yeah.
Oh, they're similar. There's a lot of, similarities between the two, but...
Dusty. No, I think it's Brent's turn to read.
Okay. Greg. Did you write it, Greg?
Yeah, I did, actually. Okay.
Greg says, it's me again, and I luckily saw the submit to episode 210, so I thought I'd give my thoughts. As you know, this episode is about Halo Waypoint. I thought Waypoint was a good idea in general for what it does. I like how it has videos on how to get achievements, get avatar awards, which are linked to achievements. Blue versus red... Did you do that on purpose?
Yes, probably.
Blue versus red videos, Halo Legends videos, and other things. It also tracks your achievements, which gives you avatar awards and says how little of a life you actually have.
That's one way to put it.
Has he spelled an entire sentence correct yet?
Nope.
Not yet.
No. That's all I have for now, and shout-outs to SlayerMare for helping me get Coastal Highway done on Legendary, which got me the Legendary achievement for ODST and a 40
Legendary.
On Halo.
Legendary.
Yeah, Legion.
Legion.
We are Legion. But he didn't even spell it like Legion. It's just Legend. It's like Legendary.
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 Achievement.
I'm going to get me one of them there Legendary achievements.
Sorry.
I do have two KOFs, Keep On Fragging for short. Keep On Fragging G. Lewis for cutting off Lance to the waist, the little heir to say that he has no heir, and Keep On Fragging Dusty for getting the most deaths on Heroic 8 on Last Exit and playing while he was tired.
Wait, when was this?
I have no clue.
We played with him.
Granted, this is the thing about ODST, whenever I play Firefight, I usually have the most deaths, but I'm usually one of the top scorers.
It's kind of like when you play MLG, they say it doesn't matter how many points you got, as long as you have least deaths, it's probably better.
No.
Well, I think it's more of a balance that you have, like the ratio of I guess in Halo 3 it'd be kills to deaths.
Yeah, it's not your kills, it's your KD spread.
Yeah. In which case for me in Firefight, my points and my deaths are reflective of each other.
Mm. Obscene Chow. It's your turn.
Sent in by Giphy Boy 92. Hey, Podtacular, it's Giphy Boy 92 sending in my submission for the Halo Waypoint episode. It's been a while since I've sent anything in. There are a lot of topics that I couldn't even talk about because I don't really play Left 4 Dead or Halo Wars. Anyway, I only just checked out Waypoint a couple of days ago, and so far it looks pretty sweet. As cheesy as it is, I'm actually liking all the Avatar Awards. The achievement tracking and Waypoint markers for achievements are pretty cool and give incentive for more achievement hunting, a.k.a. boosting, which you
didn't
do. You know, I haven't really checked out all the other stuff, and I probably will within the next couple of weeks, but it looks good. Overall, Waypoint seems like something Microsoft created to keep people in Halo until Reach. But I don't blame them. Halo 3 is a great game, and few games bring big groups of gamers together for system links and such like Halo 3. But except Modern Warfare 2, of course, but this is the Halo podcast. that's all I have for Waypoint, so that's my... Shout out to Duststorm, G. Lewis.
MW2 can't do system link correctly.
Right.
Wait. Modern Warfare 2 can do system link? What are you
doing? You have to... Only a host can start a match, and the people can join the match. You can't start them all together. Aww. Like, okay. In Modern Warfare 2, the way that works is that you start a match. One person start a match, right? And then everybody has to join it. There can't be a lobby before you start it.
That's horrible.
Yeah. That kind of sucks.
Another reason why not to buy Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Yeah, Duststorm, no. Just no.
But
that's a good game.
I'm sorry. I have many friends here who agree with me that not buying Call of Duty, even with those who bought Call of Duty, said it was a good idea not to buy it.
Oh, really?
Yes. I have about 5-6 friends who support me in that decision.
Yeah. I've told people at work not to buy it when they were like, oh, this is such a game, greatest game ever. And I was like, ODST.
ODST isn't the greatest game ever.
Someone told me they thought thought the storyline was not believable at all and was crap, and that the one in Modern Warfare was more believable than that.
It was better, but I mean, the Modern Warfare 2's storyline was good. Just because it's less believable doesn't mean it's worse. It's just
I wouldn't know because I did not play the campaign.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not gonna spoil it.
I play games for campaign.
And this has a good campaign in it. That's what I'm saying.
Just don't worry about the story.
It's less.
And I'm playing Borderlands. So
good.
Borderlands.
Modern Warfare 2's storyline and campaign was ultimately more satisfying than Modern Warfare 1's, even though it was less realistic.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Really? Really?
Okay. Yeah.
That's a big statement.
And then Captain Planet, Moose 0030. Funnyboy78, RB, Fungus Ozzy, and all my other PodTac buddies. Keep up the good work, guys, and keep on fragging people who rub in the fact that they have Modern Warfare 2 while I only have the awesomeness that is Borderlands. I have both, so shove it.
Shove it.
Hey, Borderlands has made my Gearbox and made Halo 1, so...
No, Gearbox didn't make Halo 1. They made Halo PC, and they transferred it from the Xbox. Because
No, it started on the Mac first.
Dude, I live Gearbox 12 miles from Gearbox. I'm just going to go ask them.
Before it was even ported to the Xbox.
Stommy, please, writes. This is our watch dealer, by the way. He writes, hey, guys, it's Stommy, please, the official watch dealer of the unofficial Halo Universe community. I am here to share my epic stuff about Halo Waypoint. 1111111111. I heart Dustin. 1111111111.
Those are exclamation marks.
I didn't say one. I think it's funnier.
Okay.
He less than threes Dustin, by the way. Halo Waypoint was a great idea and has a lot of potential. When I first got it, it was a lot less than I thought it was going to be, but for what HW is, what the hell does that mean? For what Halo Waypoint is, it works well. The whole Halo challenges, Halo levels, I'm a 37, which is really cool. Now to keep this short and sweet, I have cut out the last three paragraphs about my opinions and skipped to...
probably filled up a lot of them anyway.
...would have wanted to see. I really wanted to see a community section, if you will, similar to BNet or Forge Hub. It would have been cool to be able to access file shares from around the world or something along those lines. That's all I got. I hope my college grammar ain't got no grammar or spell on errors in it. MRs, anyway. Keep on fragging G. Lewis for attempting to steal his watch back. I will get it back. Or counter steal his watch from me. Too bad I have guard dogs, Greg. So suck it. I can't believe I actually read that. Shout out to ODSTEGY for being a peasant and not getting to Modern Warfare 2. Stall me out.
Brent.
All right.
Actually, I think it's your turn, Dusty.
Is it Dusty, sir?
Is it my turn?
Yeah. Is this me, Dusty, Brent?
Oh, I guess it is.
Yes.
IJLK147 writes in, "Hey guys, it's the aforementioned name here to tell you guys about Halo Waypoint.
Halo.
First, it's cool, so if you have it, get it.
Oh boy.
I love the recon helmet for the Avatars and ODST. I owned. How would you say that?
Odin think
the anime is going to be that good, though. The though you keep on fragging people who like Heretic and don't like Modern Warfare 2. P.S. I tried to make all these mistakes. P.P.S. Heretic is the worst map ever.
Really? Oh, I like
Heretic. I don't like it. I really don't like it.
I like Heretic. I don't like that it became MLG.
It feels too small to me.
Really?
And the fact that I'm usually killed by someone above me and below me. Hey, shut up. It's just too much variance in height and too many corners you can cut around and spots where it seems like people get you and it's just impossible to get you. But I don't know. I just don't like the map in general.
It's okay. I like it. It just nostalgia. I think it's one of the best maps.
I can't aim to save my life on that map because there's so many different angles you have to shoot.
Oh, really? It's too advanced for you, Jesse? Is that what it is?
I guess. If you want to call it that, sure.
Yeah, I'm going to call it that. Brent, your turn.
Brent?
Oh, he left. He's not here. He's not here no more.
Oh, yeah. So, should I go?
No, I'm going to call.
All right.
What happened?
I think he muted his mic.
Nothing happened.
You disconnected.
Yeah, I disconnected. That's cool. No, I was always here. Moving on.
I was just silent.
Did you guys talk about how much you liked Heretic?
Why did you leave me?
No, Heretic was pretty cool, but...
Which one's Heretic again? I forget.
Lightship.
The remake of
it. Oh, yeah. Mitch, the one we played, we got raped on it.
Yeah.
I remember that one getting destroyed in front of Shishka. That was great.
That was awesome.
That was great.
Before we interviewed him too, that was a bad idea.
Yeah, man, that was wonderful.
He didn't watch it.
You can tell we love Halo.
he was playing
match?
On the other team, wasn't he? No, that was the team right after us. No,
that was like the MLG team that played against us. We played against Straight. That's why we lost.
Yeah.
We played against like a Straight, like Triggers Dad.
We like lost what, 50-16 or 50-18, something like that.
No, it was like 49-50. It was like a last minute kill. They beat us.
Something like that. Yeah,
it was seriously like 15,
Brent went like
50.
Positive 32. Or
yeah,
something.
I went. Yeah, I was pulling the whole team, man. Like,
needless to say, here.
Oh, man.
It's your turn, Brent. That long guy.
All right, that long guy. My initial thoughts on Halo Boy...
Halo Waypoint.
Halo Waypoint. That's how I'm going to say it from now on. Halo Waypoint is that it is a cool, organized way to keep track of your Halo stats. I like the idea of the milestone and those special class things where you have to have a certain amount of achievements relating to specific specialties to achieve a tier in that class. So my thoughts on the anime was that it was great, but at the same time, it peeved me off how those haircuts were totally against military regulation.
Wow, are you kidding me?
Oh, I like the deeper insight and the cool twist at the end. And as for awards, let's just say I quoted pimped, unquote, my avatar out with some swazzy new gear. Mm-hmm. Keep fragging Nene in his magical anus armor, especially when he starts eating lumpy, hairy pineapples when logging into yourfacesabook.com. Shoutouts to That Jamaican, UNSC Sniper 117, and Duststorm for helping me get naughty naughty, ooh dirty, in audio file.
Oh dirty.
Oh dirty.
Oh dirty, dirty.
Oh dirty. Dirty.
The big gooba fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'm seeing Chattel, so you got the next one going on here.
Let's do it.
T-Birds?
T-Bird.
Yep. Yes.
T-Bird.
007.
Yeah, Halo.
Did you guys hear about the MI6 was recruiting people on Xbox Live? Did you guys hear about that?
No.
They have ads on the UK Xbox Live.
Really?
And,
wow.
It's like recruiting people. It's pretty cool. Wow. Check it out.
Badass.
Check it out.
I think Greg should join.
Yes. I'm not British, though. I can't speak in a British accent. Oi, that's thinking with your dick stamp, Jimmy. That's definitely Scottish. Scottish.
Scottish.
Anyway, keep going.
Joe, take it away.
Yeah, Halo Waypoint is finally out, but unfortunately, I have not seen it yet. I was wondering if PodTac made it on there, like you said, in the Halo News Show, 199.
No, it we did not.
Because PodTac isn't cool enough. But, anyways, I think it is a great idea, and I hope it is actually useful. Anyways, keep on fracking MLG 1BS. Wannabes?
Yeah.
Dust storm. I agree. And anyone who doesn't believe that. P.S. This will have an obvious answer, but how many people will continue to play Halo 3 while everyone else is playing COD, MW?
Me!
Yes. Me too.
I will get back to it eventually, but I still have to start Battlefield Bad Company. I've had it. Haven't even touched it.
That's a good game.
Playing Borderlands, and I'm playing Modern Warfare 2. So, yeah. I have a lot.
Yeah, wow. He's got a wow.
There ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
Money don't grow on trees.
Got bills to pay and mouths to feed. And there ain't nothing in this world for free.
Like a boss.
That's what we should do. We should just get a like an like a short 3-minute episode of you guys just singing No Rest for the Wicked. Like a Jellifin.
Are you going to play the guitar?
No, I'm going to play the part of the prostitute that he's like, why are you living this life? And she's like, because I ain't no rest for the wicked. Like, why does the hooker sound like a dude?
Because he's got an undercarriage surprise.
To be fair, the singer kind of sounds like a chick a little bit. If you close your eyes and imagine like a prostitute, that might be like what a real hooker sounds like. So
I don't know
what version of the song you're listening to.
The real version. Yeah. Like the story of that song is he's like walking down the street and this hooker says, like,
no,
you
but
looking
still
for a
him
good time.
No, but it's still him singing it though.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, if he's singing it and he's playing the part of the hooker, then therefore the hooker sounds like a girl or sounds like a dude.
Well, yeah, he's singing it and he's a guy.
Yeah, but he should change his voice.
ODST leader writes in. He says, hey, PodTacker, this is ODST leader here to talk about Halo Waypoint.
Waypoint?
This is my first submission. Please tell me if I'm doing good at this or not. You're doing fine. There are many things I like about Waypoint, and the number one thing is the collectibles you can unlock. Another thing is that you can be able to look at your stats, without going all the way to your closest computer. Also, the cool thing is when I finally got live, it was available to me right away. Well, that is all I have got for now, so keep on fragging trucks with trailers full of epic fail folding bikes. P.S. I'm also a longtime listener too. P.S.S. Yes, I know that was random.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Have fun reading Wakashi.
Wakashi. Okay.
Yeah, with the hex symbols for the Korean letters and all that.
I actually have the Korean letters. I don't know why.
They're down there.
Yeah, I've got the language pack or something.
It's right after the word was in the fifth line.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, that thing. I don't know what that thing is.
I was square when he left Bungie.
What's up? I had my doubts about Halo Waypoint before. Oh, this is Wakashi, by the way, if you didn't hear me. About Halo Waypoint before, it seemed like Microsoft was about to go too far with the franchise. But now I think it's a pretty cool place to go when I'm not looking for info about the games on the computer. I'm also glad to see Frank back on his PR chair of awesomeness.
Oh.
I was... F04C, if someone wants to translate that in hex.
There you go.
I was F04C when he left Bungie because I missed Mr. Chief's drawing that made me raffle and raffle. I definitely wasn't into the idea of there being a Halo anime series since Halo, like Paul Russell from Bungie said, is the reason why Xbox isn't as popular in Japan. By the way, I don't see any resemblance between the elites and cats. So whatever.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure.
Anyway, the Japanese like cats.
Well, I mean, they're kind of hairy in the duel, you know. That one guy's wearing that big old leather coat or something.
Yeah, he's all hairy. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
anyway. I think he's got a hairy ass. I don't.
Grassy ass.
Grassy ass.
Mojoska. Anyway, the series is good so far, but I still wonder why the Covenant had built
pagodas
on the planet they were on. Those unless were it used to be a human-controlled planet, but then got taken over by the Covenant.
Those were Forerunner.
Those were Forerunner pagodas. Those were
supposed to be Forerunner, actually. Yeah. They actually really are supposed to be Forerunner.
I hope that the rest of the series gets better after each episode. The career stats are a good way to get people back into the games and finish up the achievements that they still need to get. I don't think so. I don't think there's any motivation in there.
No.
Point.
What about those sweet Avatar awards?
They're only for ODST achievements.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
No. One of them is Vidmaster. Like, if you get all the Vidmasters, too. Some of them were for the Halo 3 game.
Oh, I thought they were all for ODST.
No.
Okay. Never mind.
I need to borrow Halo Wars from my friend soon. The rewards are all right. The intel section of Halo Waypoint is pretty cool as far as the amount of information it gives about the content from the games, the history, the inventory, etc. And Red vs. Blue is on there too. RVB for the win.
FTWs.
It's a really portal for Halo fans.
Whoa, it's a really good portal? I don't know. Awesome sauce.
Good stuff.
One thing I've been thinking about is, when are the Halo-related podcasts going to be available for listening on Halo Waypoint? Well, see ya or sayonara.
Kawaii!
I don't think they're ever going to be on there. I think they decided to take them off.
I mean, who would, unless you could download it to your Xbox and keep it there, like, if you had to stream it, it'd be stupid, because you're not going to sit there and listen to it.
Facebook?
What?
If people are going to have time to go on Facebook on their Xbox, they'll take time to stream a podcast on their Xbox.
No, they won't.
Podcasts are long. Like, you can go on Facebook and check stuff out in, like, 15 minutes.
Well, and look at Last.fm, too.
Yeah, but Last.fm is, like, meant to, like, just, like, set it and listen to music. Like, yeah, while you're doing other stuff, like folding laundry or some weird shit.
Well, if you wanted to listen to a podcast while you're playing on the Xbox.
You can't play. It would stop because you stream it. It couldn't do anything else.
I've noticed that with podcasts, it's just better to just download them. It ain't worth it to stream them.
Yeah, if you could download them, it'd be awesome. But if they have like an iTunes, like if you can do podcasts on a Zune thing for your Xbox, that'd be pretty different.
I don't understand why the Zune marketplace, like, I can't download the songs I bought on Zune onto my 360. Why shouldn't I be able to do that?
Yeah, I don't understand.
It's all tied to my Microsoft account. It's all the same account.
Why can't you just pick up your RSS feeds on your Xbox and just play them through your Xbox?
I bought some TV shows back on way back when 360 came out, and that's tied into my account. Why should I be able to re-download those shows onto my computer?
Because you're gay.
I'm too gay to download shows.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. No, I don't get it either. I mean, it's all the same account. You spent Microsoft points on them.
So.
Same exact way you'd pay for it now. So I mean, I don't get it. This is weird. Right. Fix it, Microsoft. Do what you said you were gonna do.
Do your thing.
Do your thing. Do Brent, what you're going to do now.
Is it my turn?
Yes, it
I
is.
I can't tell you.
Big Gooba Fish.
Gooba yep. Fish.
Here we go. From Big Gooba Fish. Hi, Podtacular. It's the Big Gooba Fish sending in my first submission via iPhone. I just have to say that Halo Waypoint is cool and better than I expected. When the Spartan turned out to be a chick and the babysitter, I was all like, oh my god, Axe! But it was really cool anyway. I guess that's why it's called the babysitter. Surprise smiley face thing. Excellent. It was nice to know my full Halo gamer score, however. It would be nice if they included Halo 2 Vista, as I have all the achievements for that, and I want them to be counted. I haven't actually played Halo extensively for a while because I haven't been I've been rocking out some Modern Warfare 2, but I'll be sure to play Halo once my angry Russian killing spree is partly over. Remember, don't go swimming in Last Resort. You might get attacked by a big gooba fish.
Ooba.
BGF. Yeah.
Ciao, you got that's the last
good
one.
Stuff.
Oh. Obsidian, you get the last one, buddies.
Yeah, that's it.
Raza 119. What's up, PodTac? It's the exclamation point and only Raza 119. I think he meant the one and only.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on, Raza.
I just wanted to say I am a level 40 on Halo Waypoint. Shout outs to Lancelot, Duststorm, and G. Lewis, and anyone else I have forgotten, my clan on Halo 3 and Modern Warfare 2. Keep on fragging the noobs on Modern Warfare 2 who use the noob tube.
Well, noob tube.
Is that the Lancer? What's that called?
No.
The Javelin?
Noob tube is dual shotguns.
The APA H4, I think.
Oh, I thought it was the Javelin, because you could just, like, suicide bomb people.
Yeah,
you?
Shotguns akimbo.
The Javelin glitch.
Noob
Wait. Were you talking about the Javelin glitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Javelin glitch is where when you die, you, like, basically explode. But
I was in a match, and I was getting caught doing that, so I shot the guy from far away, pick up his Javelin, and then decide to walk up next to him, and he was dumb enough to get killed by it.
Dumb shit. Sorry.
Oh, man.
And that's the end of the show, ladies and gents.
Yeah, that's it.
It's all the submissions.
That's all. That's all, and it's all that she said.
That's it. Game over.
Game over, man. Game over. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So, wrapping things up, a couple announcements that we have. One is that we have a new shirt up in the Podtacular store.
And it's pretty dope. I like it.
It's dope.
I think my mom's going to buy it for me for Christmas. She said.
Really?
There's the one purchase. There you go.
I got
hey,
it.
Hey, I've already bought it.
There's your second purchase. There you go.
Chucky's planning on buying it.
Third purchase. We just keep getting higher and higher. There you go.
There are some other designs coming up. This should be up this weekend, which is the weekend that we're recording this, which is the 5th of December. And, yeah, that's it from that. Website wise, hopefully over the break I'll be able to change it up a little bit.
Yeah, we might be looking a lot different and how everything works together. Like the front page and the forms may be like the same sign in, login, and everything, right, Dusty? Maybe.
Well, that's still debate. We're still talking about that.
We're going to figure out this is
I'll have to talk to Krunk and see if he thinks that's a smart decision.
Well, I think we should just write down what we want to do and then just find the best.
I mean, that's why we started that document. So
I know exactly what I want. I want like a 1999 like HTML1 style GeoCities.
Where it's just like fire everywhere. And
there's like it's just like sprinkly letters and like everything's in frames, like
that's too funny.
Glitter lettering.
I used to have one of those, and I thought it was tight.
Everybody's running on like 56k modems. It's amazing. Good.
Yeah, that's good old days.
Oh boy. Oh yeah. Plus, right? No, we even started reading. Is that the only announcements? No more.
Well, let's see. Next time we're going to make an announcement about something called Podtacular Prime. That'll hopefully be next week.
Is that like Metroid Prime?
That was not quite. Not a very good game.
Is that like a prime number?
No, it's actually... we've been talking about it for a while now.
Ow. My neck hurts.
And there'll be more details next week.
Did you guys hear about Tiger Woods getting all pissed off and then crashing his car into, like, a fire hydrant?
Yeah, I heard about it.
And then his wife had to, like, break the window out with a golf club.
I did not hear that part.
Yeah, she broke the window out with a golf club and got him out.
He cheated on his wife. That's what it was about.
Hell yeah, I'd cheat too. If I was Tiger Woods, you'd cheat with anybody.
Anyway, there's that. And we're having a clan match against Arm the Flag next weekend, Saturday, December 12th at 9 p.m. tentatively.
I might be there.
We need to make some bets, like, as to who's going to win. We need to start taking some wagers.
I'm Microsoft credits on Arm the Flag. No, I'm just kidding. JK.
Hope you use them on your Xbox, because you sure as hell won't be able to use anything you buy with those points on your computer. It's going to suck.
I got 200 free Microsoft points through Free-to-Lay this week, and that's pretty tight. Why? I don't know why, because I sent them a text, and they sent me stuff.
Oh, I bet. You're over there getting those
Craig's sweet... Craig's got the lowdown.
Sweet Frito perks.
Mm-hmm. We're sponsored by them, by the way.
Sponsored by Frito-Lay. Ride the potato chip. And Budweiser, king of beers.
I was thinking with your dipstick.
Jimmy.
I know when I start drinking Bud, I start thinking of my dipstick.
Anyway, any other announcements you want to talk
about? I would never underage drink. Ever, no. People don't.
Nah, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about the week before we release it.
Okay.
I just want to remind the kids.
Is Painkiller going to do pod radio, or can I just do it already?
Yeah, you can do it.
No, you can do it.
Okay. Painkiller's an ass wipe.
Well, I'll say that.
Well, see, now you can do it. Like, now there's not even a point. Like, just go ahead.
No, let's get to the wrap up.
Wrap it up.
Okay. Send in your comments, questions, submissions to podtacular@gmail.com. That will also change over the break. Your submissions are what makes the show what it is, so keep submitting and make sure you do submit every week.
Yeah.
Every week.
Keep an eye on Podtacular for an invitation to send your submissions in for next week's show, which we haven't decided yet what we're doing.
Be sure to check out our website, podtacular.com. While you're there, check out the forums. There are many regular Halo events you can get involved with and meet some cool fellow gamers. If you want to get involved in the community, check out the Podtacular Professional and Recreational Clans, PC Clan, community-staffed events, and much, much, much more.
Thanks to everyone that contributes to Podtacular by dedicating time to lead events, working on the site to keep it up and running, helping out with the bills by... Give us money, donate through PayPal.
Thanks, Chucky.
Following us on Twitter and Facebook, or subscribing to the show on iTunes and Zune Marketplace.
Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, Retroforce, Podtoid, Podcastle, JVB's show Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com, and Destructoid.
Anybody heard of Podcastle? I've never listened to it.
Yes, I have. It's Destructoid's British show, but it doesn't work on iTunes, and the link on GamerCast Network, I think, is broke. So you probably have to go to Destructoid.com. Same with
so Podcastle. it's just a big pile of fail.
It's a big pile of bread. And,
Okay.
That was so
check
weird.
Out Endeavor at endeavorpodcast.blogspot.com.
And do that.
The GamerCast Network eventually.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
Did you know that GCN has our live stream widget on their website?
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Huh? The GamerCast Network right now, they have our live stream widget on their website.
Okay, gamer.
Bottom right.
It's Gamertag Radio.
This is GTR.
Yeah, I got Gamertag radios.
It just showed me Podtacular.
It might have switched.
And I guess it does both. Did you tell them about it?
Dude, I love that front page, that, you know, half-naked and...
Yeah, now it's got Podtacular on it. Yeah, it's got...
No, Gamercast Network, not Gamertag Radio.
No, I want the Gamer... It's got both.
Yeah, it's got a... It's only showing GTR for me, but... It's got this nice, almost-naked anime girl. This is great.
No, like, okay, I see the Gamercast Network invades Liberty City, then I see new episodes, and then...
No.
I see Podtacular live stream.
I'm watching hours right now.
We need to put some new content up there. Like, soon.
Now.
Anyway, back to the show.
Anyway.
Check out... Yeah, we already did that. Never mind. Next show will be announced on the homepage.
Let's do, not Heretic. What's the other new level?
There's Longshore and
Citadel.
Citadel.
Let's do Citadel.
I guess, yeah, okay, we can do Citadel then.
Let's do Citadel. Or let's do...
It's official.
Let's do Citadel or Legends. Which one do you want to do?
Not Legends.
You're bringing... No, not Legends.
You want to do the Halo, Thrash, Call of Duty comparison show?
I would love to do that show.
I want to save that for the holidays.
Okay.
I want to save that for the holidays. Okay. And then, since next week... Oh.
Oh, boy.
Next week is the Spike Video Game Awards, and they're doing the whole Halo Reach thing.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be cool.
So we could record a live podcast.
We could do a live feed while we're watching it. Look at
this.
That'd be awesome. Sweet. Yeah.
What time is it? What day? I might be working.
Saturday.
We'll figure it out.
At 8 p.m.? It's either 9 or 8 p.m.
If it can be done, it will be done.
Yes. So you want to make our next podcast a Halo Reach extravaganza?
Kind of next live. I don't think that should be next episode. That should be a...
So it is written, so it shall be.
Well, I mean, the live thing we do during then will be different.
Sure, but sure. Let's do Reach, like, expectation show, like what you want, what you want.
Like we can do a show... Here, let's do this. Let's do a kind of like catch-up thing. We'll do Citadel sometime this week, and then we will do a live thing with the Spike Awards somehow, some way, that kind of thing on Saturday, and then we'll record a show like the Monday or Tuesday after and do a Reach anticipation show. Does that sound good?
Yeah, so the next show is going to be the Citadel show.
Yep.
That's all we had to say. That's all.
Next week, Citadel. Be there.
Be there.
Submit.
Mm-hmm.
I like Citadel.
Yeah, me too.
It takes a little getting used to, but I think once you figure it out, it plays pretty nicely.
Yeah.
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 I like it definitely a lot more than Heretic, but that's my opinion.
Yeah, I hate Heretic.
Doesn't have that same midship vibe, you know?
I never liked midship.
I love me some midship. Mm.
With the way you move in Halo 3, it feels smaller.
That's too funny, Brent.
Yeah, there's a real sense of, like, it's a different skill in Halo 3 versus Halo 2. And I've always said that. That's the reason the remakes don't work. You would have to completely like redo the skill.
It needs to be like 10% bigger.
Isn't Achievement Junkie not a podcast anymore?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think Chucky was saying that they haven't done anything for a while.
Did they just get bored?
No, I think that they just... I think they were getting paid to do it. Now they don't do it no more.
We need to start getting paid.
They haven't done a show. Yeah,
well,
that was...
That's why we're doing the whole... Prime thing, hopefully.
Yeah, they haven't done a show since 2008. Right. You take Achievement Junkie off that list.
Okay.
They haven't done a show since 2008.
Well, thanks to everyone for listening into our 2-hour podcast.
Yes.
That is standard podcast time.
Ours are longer. Ours are like 2.5 for the Endeavor, so.
Well, I mean, I see, let's see, Drunk Tank is anywhere from like an hour 15, hour 45.
The longest I've ever heard was like one that was almost 4 hours long.
Gosh.
Was that Game Talk?
I don't remember. I think it was a One Up Yours back when they were doing it with Garnet Lee and John W.H. Davison.
John W.H. Davison.
Sorry, it sounds like an epic name. Epic.
Epic.
The epitome of epic. We haven't used that yet, this podcast.
No, but now we have.
Now we have. All right. Well, until next time, I am Duststorm.
I'm G. Lewis.
I'm Brent Gamer.
And I'm Obsidian Chow.
And thanks for listening to us rant.
Yep. Sorry.
We had about 20 minutes of sidetrack, but...
Yeah, just talking about how much Dustin hates anime and how much I don't mind
hate
anime.
I don't hate... I mean, I
you
like...
You hate Pokemans.
No.
You hate them. They're Pokemans.
No. I like the games. And I think the cartoon's a little childish for me now, but...
It's a kid's cartoon!
I watch Bleach. I watch... Ooh. I like Darker Than Black.
Like Cowboy Bebop? I love me some Cowboy Bebop. No, that's cool. It sounds... The title is retarded, but Cowboy Bebop is one of the best anime series of all time. And I highly suggest listening to it.
I'm going to listen to dinner.
I'm not listening to it. Watch it.
This week on the GamerCast Network. Halo Waypoint is out. Wait, which way to the babysitter? This week on Podtacular Episode 210. More Torchlight and Borderlands in Episode 168 of the video game show. The Dark Lord has risen and talking about games delivers the mother of all roundtable discussions about all things Modern Warfare 2. We will resume our regularly scheduled post-game report next week. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamerCastNetwork.com.